This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated yesterday mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Ghat Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramula Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve the connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur Srinagar Baramula Rail Line Project is a symbol of a new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर श्रीनगर बारामूला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi yesterday received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigour, guided by mutual respect and shared interests as vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. In Assam, the overall flood situation has improved slightly. However, over 4,40,000 people are still reeling under the deluge in 18 districts. There have been no reports of human casualties due to the floods in the past 24 hours. Around 1,300 villages have been affected by the flood and over 16,000 hectares of crop area have been damaged across the state. The state government has deployed SDRF teams in the rescue operations. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, over 40,000 people are currently staying in 156 relief camps. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has informed that moderate rain is very likely to occur in Kutch, Hailakandi, Shiv Sagar, Tinsukia, Dibrugarh and Charaidev districts. The all-party parliamentary delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad called on Foreign Minister of Germany, Johann Wadephul, yesterday. Mr. Wadephul condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam and reaffirmed Germany's strong support and solidarity with India in the fight against terrorism. The delegation also had a productive interaction with Vice President of German Parliament, Armin Neuruppol, at Berlin yesterday. The delegation appreciated Germany's strong and unequivocal support for India's principled stand against terrorism. They conveyed India's firm response to Pahalgam terror attack and raved about the Operation Sindoor. The delegation reiterated the country's zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The all-party delegation also met member of the German Bundestag, Ralf Brinkus, and chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Armin Laschet. Parliaments of 10 BRICS nations have strongly condemned the Pahalgam terrorist attack and agreed to cooperate on a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla led the Indian delegation to the 11th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Brasilia, Brazil on 4th and 5th of this month. A broad consensus was raised on key global issues such as the responsible use of artificial intelligence, global trade and economy, inter-parliamentary cooperation, global peace and security after multiple rounds of intensive discussions and deliberations. Chief Advisor of the Interim Government of Bangladesh, Dr. Mohammad Yunus, has announced that the country's next national elections will be held in the first half of April next year. Delivering a televised address to the nation on the eve of Eid al-Adha, Dr. Yunus said, "The Election Commission will provide a detailed roadmap for the elections at an appropriate time." The chief advisor added that the government is taking all necessary measures to ensure a favourable environment for the polls. India A is facing England Lions in the second unofficial four-day test in Northampton. India was 153-55 for three when reports last came in. KL Rahul hit his half-century in 102 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.